The New Mexico Legislative Finance Committee is recommending a state budget totaling more than $6 billion. The bipartisan LFC's spending plan contains a 1.5% pay raise for public employees and educators. A spokesman says Governor Martinez opposes that provision, drawing a response from Santa Fe State Representative Lucky Varela.
The governor has a problem in terms of hiring people in government. The excess overtime that's being paid to these employees is causing these employees to burn out. We don't have enough employees to provide the necessary services.
The governor later today will release her budget recommendations for the legislature to consider during its upcoming 30-day session. New Mexico State Police still haven't released full details of the shooting of a wrong-way driver on I-25 south of Las Vegas Saturday. NMSP says an officer shot the driver of the northbound vehicle in the southbound lanes around 10:40 p.m. Officials say the shooting occurred after repeated attempts to stop the vehicle and reportedly as the person drove aggressively toward the officer. The as-yet-unidentified driver remains hospitalized. An Albuquerque state senator wants New Mexico voters to decide whether to legalize the sale of recreational marijuana. Democrat Gerald Ortiz Epino says he plans legislation for a constitutional amendment on marijuana legalization. Ortiz Epino says the war on drugs has been what he terms a destructive failure.
It's increased the level of violence. It's destroyed many, many lives by putting criminal records on young people, records that then follow them throughout their lives. It's been a huge waste of resources in enforcement and court action and in imprisonment.
Ortiz Epino says if approved, details of legalizing cannabis in New Mexico would be handled in the 2015 legislative session. Senator Tom Udall says failure to extend unemployment benefits will hurt 6,000 New Mexicans initially, then 10,000 if the issue isn't quickly resolved.
I think it's a real bad move to not restore this and to restore it for Americans and New Mexicans. And it helps the economy. It helps families. It's, you know, people lose their job through no fault of their own. They're looking.
House Republicans have stipulated that any extension of unemployment benefits must be offset with spending cuts. Santa Fe mayoral candidate Javier Gonzalez on Saturday picked up the endorsement of Mayor David Koss. Gonzalez was asked what the support of the outgoing mayor means to his campaign.
It's huge. Look, I mean, one, it's certainly humbling to get the endorsement of a figure that's so well respected in Santa Fe, who's done a lot for the community. But also, as I said, it comes with a great sense of responsibility to continue on what he's advocated for, giving a voice to those without a voice, leading with compassion, being able to constantly strive for equality in our community, whether it's a matter of income, whether it's a matter of marriage equality, across the board.
Gonzalez tonight will face off on the issues with opponent Patty Boucher during a mayoral candidate forum at Christus St. Vincent Hospital at 6:30 p.m. Candidate Bill Demas has opted not to participate, citing his belief that such forums are usually held by special interests. Santa Fe weather sunny today, a high of 37. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and not as cool, with a high of 44. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.